And this is where we're leaving the World Service to begin a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's Thursday, the 7th of November, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Philip Bull. Simon King will be here with the Shipping Bulletin. He'll be here in a minute. And then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prep for the day, Farming Today is going to be looking at the details of the new inheritance tax rules around farming. That's at 5:45. But first, let's take a look ahead to next week.
If I'd gone to Europe in 1993, I think my life would look completely different.
Young again, with me, Kirsty Young.
His behaviour was tinged by, I think, his PTSD.
An honest assessment of life. What advice would you give your younger self? What would you want to be different? With guests including Minnie Driver, Irvin Welsh and Miranda Hart.
I couldn't work because I became ill and I tried to keep going before the diagnosis. And it didn't go well.
Young Again. Catch the conversation so far on BBC Sounds. And we conclude on Radio 4 with Malcolm Gladwell.
Best decisions I've made in my life to have children.
Next Tuesday morning at 9.
And now here's Simon.
Alan, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 7th of November. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Fitzroy 1013 by midnight Friday. New high expected Denmark 1035 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sira. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. South at Sira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 or 4 later. Drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Dogger. Otherwise, southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in 40s and Cromarty. Fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in East Fisher. Otherwise, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in German Bight. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Drizzle, fog patches at first in Portland, Plymouth and Biscay. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fitzroy, Sol. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain in west, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast, 4 to 6. Drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in Rockall. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 until later in Hebrides, occasionally 4 later. Drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, backing southeast 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Fog patches at first in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in southeast Iceland. Veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east 5, mist 5 miles, 1023, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south 3, 11 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, east northeast 1, fog 800 metres, 1026, falling slowly. Lucas, west southwest 2, 32 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Bridlington, south 4, 1031, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 4, 2 miles, 1031. Greenwich Light Vestal Automatic, 5 miles, 1030. Jersey, southeast by east 4, fog 200 metres, 1028, falling slowly. Channel Light Vestal Automatic, east-southeast 5, 1028. Scilly Automatic, southeast 5, mist 4 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 4, 14 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 5, 6 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Malin Head, south southeast 6, 24 miles, 1022, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A ridge of high pressure extending westwards across the British Isles will hold approaching Atlantic fronts off to the west. This will continue to give a good deal of mainly fair and relatively quiet weather for the inshore waters, although there will be some patchy drizzle and fog in places. Winds will be mainly light across southern areas, but fresher and stronger for a time across northern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in east, fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Rattray Head, mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man. South or southeast 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to kind of a loch. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardagh Merchant Point. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardagh Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, occasionally 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. South 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 7th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The Trump campaign says the president-elect is looking forward to a White House meeting to discuss a smooth transition of power. Germany could be heading for an early election after the collapse of the ruling coalition. In business, the Bank of England is expected to cut interest rates. And in sport, England's cricketers have been beaten by the West Indies in the third and final one-day international. The Trump campaign says President Biden has called the president-elect to congratulate him on his victory and invite him to discuss a smooth transition. The statement added Mr. Trump was looking forward to the meeting in the White House. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, has also said she would engage in a peaceful transfer of power. Addressing her supporters in Washington last night, she said she was disappointed to have lost the election, but urged the crowd to continue to fight for what they believed in.
Do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves. This is a time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged. For the sake of freedom and justice and the future that we all know we can build together.
Downing Street says Keir Starmer has spoken to Donald Trump and offered hearty congratulations following his election win. The statement said the Prime Minister looked forward to working closely with Mr. Trump across all areas of the special relationship. Separately, Keir will today sign new agreements with Serbia, North Macedonia and Kosovo to intercept criminal gangs smuggling migrants through the Western Balkans. The deals will be announced in Budapest at a meeting of the European political community. Germany has entered a political crisis following the collapse of the ruling three-party coalition, which raises the possibility of an early election next year. Ministers from one of the parties, the Free Democrats, resigned after their leader, Christian Lindner, was sacked as finance minister. Mr. Lindner said he couldn't comply with an ultimatum to suspend the constitutional limit on government borrowing. The Chancellor Olaf Scholz explained why he dismissed him.
Too often has Federal Minister Lindner blocked laws in an irrelevant manner. Too often he engaged in petty party political tactics. Too often he broke my trust. He even unilaterally withdrew from the budget agreement after we had already agreed on it in lengthy negotiations. Serious government work is not possible in this way.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, has suggested that new council homes the government has promised to build in England will be exempt from right to buy. Since the 1980s, tenants living in such properties can purchase them at a discount.